So if you were scammed, how do you spot a scam? How do you get your own back in a scam? 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Sarah in Wynberg, you have a story of being romantically scammed.
Yes, that's correct.
What happened? Tell us.
I went onto a dating site and, eventually you get these people that, start contacting you and showing you nice photos and that. But the funny thing was that the person never put their number there, like their contact number. So what they do is they go on the cheaper version of the dating site. And then they want you to put your number, then your email, then they contact you. So there's no record on the dating site of their email address.
How far did this romantic or so-called romantic relationship go on for, Sarah?
It went on for about a month, but in the first week, after the first week, he asked me to put money into an account to pay for an import, obviously knowing that, that was my background, and gave me a company's name. I went to the bank, and then I got cold feet, and then all of a sudden, he told me his laptop doesn't work, and I must please go onto this website, which I did, thinking everything was normal. And he took me into an international bank account, which it looked like, and there was over R1 million in there. And he told me to transfer money to my own account to make that money, so I know that I'm going to get that money. And he made me transfer money somewhere else. Oh, still today, I don't know what happened, but I got those codes that come through on the phone. Everything was normal. Your special code that you've got to put in. And anyway, then he kept on asking me for more and more money, and I thought, no, there's something wrong here. And I went to the bank to report it, and then they confirmed it went into a different account.
How much money did you end up giving off?
Over 20,000.
Wow. What then happens?
But the best part of this is that I went to report it at the police
station.
That's what
I want to ask. When do you go to the police or some type of authority to report this? What happened?
Yeah. And you go in there and you're in a total state. It's not a nice thing. And then I was called stupid by the constable of the police station.
What?
He said, how can we help you if you can't help yourself? Why did you give these people money? There's nothing we can do.
You sound like a completely reasonable, intelligent, level-headed person, Sarah.
Yes.
How do you, and I reflected earlier on a story by a person that I know who fell for what sounds like something similar. But how do you, as a perfectly level-headed person, how do you get clouded by a person that you've never met, asking you for money, giving money because of an intention of a romantic relationship? Could you just let us into some of that psychology?
They're so good in psychology and manipulation. I was actually upset with myself afterwards for actually falling for this. You know what I mean? I couldn't see it at the time, but then a few things as you go along the way, you start saying, questioning this, but this can't be right. This can't be right. So yes, I didn't get much assistance. I had to go and get a detective. I had to pay a detective privately to come with me to the police station to lay a charge. Then I opened the case, and then a week later, I got told that the court threw it out.
Oh wow! Gosh. And you've heard nothing since. Nothing. You don't expect to get any money back. Not being able to trace.
No, he asked for money to go overseas.
Oh my goodness!
And it never ended. And I had to block my phones because All these numbers were coming through and these different people were contacting me that I never gave my number to. So there was definitely a few of them.
Oh, wow. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being a listen to so many people. Jason, calling in from Paro. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Hey, man. Good morning to you, Lester. Thank you for giving me a minute of your time.
No, it's a pleasure. You want to talk about scams?
Yeah, no. I want to. This thing happened to me, and it obviously destroyed my relationship, my marriage at the time. Mm. This thing happened about 3 years ago. Let's call it 3.5 years ago. Mm. My daughter at the time was 10 years old, and I get a phone call from her. It was during the school holidays. I'm still at work, obviously, at the time. And she says, Daddy, I'm seeing messages coming through Mommy's phone. Because obviously 10-year-olds, they pick up parents' phones and they play with it. And she says, there's messages from a John, and it's a lot of messages. And I'm saying, okay, yeah, but Mommy has got a friend called John. So, yeah, it's fine, I'll speak to you later on this afternoon when I get home, I said. But she keeps on messaging me. Dad, you must see these messages. Eventually I got home. I asked my wife what's going on. I'm getting some feedback from the kid. Mm. There's certain things on your phone. Please just talk to me. What's happening here? Mm. Obviously denies. At that time, the messages was obviously all deleted and stuff. And then about, I reckon, Lester, about a week or so later, I went to sleep early that evening. I was quite tired. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, the person I was married to at the time wasn't next to me. And I obviously walked towards the lounge, and there she is, passed out on the lounge. But this phone of hers just keeps on going off, eh? Mm-hmm. Just keeps on going off. And I picked up this phone while she's still asleep, and I see all these messages, and I went off. Mm. I think I cannot describe what kind of words that I used that evening or that early morning. Needless to say, that morning, probably 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, the whole thing came out.
That must be very traumatic, just purely on a personal level. But let's get to where the scam part comes in. I'm so sorry to want to rush you on a very, very personal story and very hurtful story. I can still hear. But where does the scamming come in?
So the scamming was that this guy portrayed himself as a U.S. Marine. Oh, wow. He was stuck somewhere in Afghanistan or wherever. He needed some money, and that is where it came in. Eventually, later on, we found out that it was a Nigerian man. And, she got scammed for $20,000. Oh. Needless to say that I'm not a millionaire. Mm. She was in charge of our finances at a time. And I only found this out, obviously, after the fact, after the money was transferred. Today we're not married anymore because of it. I couldn't move on. Mm. I felt betrayed, humiliated, obviously, trust was totally gone.
Yeah. Jason, what was it that convinced her that this person was legit? And there's so many people who are saying, why would you give money to someone that you don't know? What was her reason?
Yeah, look, we talked about it probably a year and a half later. She was totally infatuated by this man. This man with blue eyes, because they come across as these beautiful guys that is so interested in you. They definitely younger as well, and she was totally just infatuated that someone could be interested in her, and that is. I think what led to her giving away the money and obviously talking to him, I thought I was in a very healthy marriage. I certainly wasn't.
I was, and there definitely was a use of psychology there, wasn't there, eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The use of psychology about how beautiful she is, how the two of them will make beautiful babies, that kind of stuff. Oh. So they go into deep levels. And yeah, I mean, it's been 3.5 years now.
I hope you've yielded a little bit. I know it's very true.
Look, I don't think I would ever want to find myself in a marriage again. Mm. I just lost absolutely trust in it. Mm. And yeah, I mean, there's tons of women out there that has been scammed. Yeah. And I just hope that none of them went through the same stuff, and let's say their partners went through the same
stuff. And the broader family, yeah. But Jason, thank you so much for sharing your story. Wow. That went deep very, very quickly. Jason, Impara, thanks so much for calling in.